FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Road Freight Association has encouraged rail industry companies to take advantage of looming new opportunities. It's reacting to Transport Minister Barbara Creasy's recent approval of the Transnet Network Statement. The statement will open access to third-party operators on the country's rail network. RFA spokesperson Gavin Kelly says it's time for rail industry to carry its own load.
We have seen what the movement of tons and masses of freight onto the roads in our country has caused. Roads that were never built to take either the number of vehicles or the volumes or the actual axle mass loads. And this is even before any sort of overloading comes into play. There will be many opportunities for both rail and road services.
Meanwhile, the MK Party's Lucky Montana says they reject the statement.
This program fails to address the central problems facing our freight rail system or address even the damning findings by the Auditor General on Transnet. In the last financial year, Transnet made a loss of over 7 billion rand. In its half-yearly results, it posted 2.2 billion rand in losses. The demise of Transnet is accelerating fast and government seems not to have the solutions to address the challenges that are facing Transnet.
Workers' unions believe steel giant ArcelorMittal South Africa has failed to protect the livelihoods of its employees. The company's decided to shut its long steel business, threatening the jobs of around 3,500 workers. The steel producer says sluggish economic growth and the rising cost of energy and logistics are some of the reasons behind the decision. The wind down will impact all long steel plants, including one in Newcastle. Trade union Solidarity's Vili Fenta.
And I think it's time that AMSA stands up and puts a business plan forward that can give some clarity and commitment from their side to keep employees employed.
Metal Workers Union NUMSA says the retrenchments will have a dire economic impact on affected communities. Spokesperson Phakamile Hlubi Majola says they'll fight tooth and nail for their members.
Unless a solution is found to retain the current capacity, allowing these plants to close could be potentially catastrophic, and it would spell disaster for manufacturing and industrialization of our country.
The death toll from a magnitude 6.8 earthquake that struck China's remote Tibet region has risen to at least 95. It's understood hundreds of buildings have collapsed, with tremors also felt in neighboring Nepal and parts of India. Officials who are part of an ongoing rescue mission say at least 130 people have been injured. Your top story this hour, the Road Freight Association has encouraged rail industry companies to take advantage of looming opportunities. It's after Transport Minister Barbara Creasy's recent approval of the Transnet Network Statement. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Desen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.